All right. So, Terrell, I went ahead and have just heard so much about you, and so I'm excited to talk to you. Richard, what would we like to accomplish with Terrell today?
Well, the biggest thing, and from get-go, Terrell and I hit it off. He's an entrepreneur. He's got everything. He's got a lot of balls in the air. He would absolutely be empowered by having the systems to utilize that you specialize in, that you coach in, that you train in. And it may not be in the sense of immediate, but him knowing that they're there and that they're available to him when he needs them is the clue. And I wanted to introduce you to and get that introduction today.
Cool. Terrell, what would you like to accomplish in our conversation today?
Well, of course, get some understanding and information about the system. Of course, some of your background and knowledge about, you know, your experience in the business and what your ideas as far as how it can help me. So that's pretty much it.
Cool. All right. So let me pull up the information here. You had said your goal was to become 5-star by February 25th.
That's correct. That's my birthday.
All right. That's awesome. I was wondering why February 25th. I love that. Mine's February 6th, and so we have something in common there in the same month. That's awesome. All right. Let me look here. Do you believe that you have clarity as to what you need to do to get to that 5-star?
I think I do. Pretty much as far as the numbers is getting 2X combos. If I get 2 of those, I think I can get there.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, is that correct, Richard?
Yes.
Okay. Or I may need 3 because I'm not X combo now, so I may need 3. But I know it's 2 or 3. And my goal is to get as many numbers in because I have a real big social media network and a big base here in Atlanta as far as people that I know, business and otherwise. And I just want to be able to get a large number in at a time, meaning that if I hold an event, I can get 40 or 50 or 100 people to look at the product, and, you know, I can get 20 of them to sign up or 10 of them to sign up. Also, with social media, I have 3 personal Facebook pages of 5,000 each, and I also have a business page with a couple of thousand. I have, me and my partner have probably about 10,000 Instagram followers, and, of course, Tumblr and Twitter and all of those. So we can, if I put something out, it can visually be seen by maybe close to 100,000 people, if not more. So I want to be able to put something out, get those numbers in, and put those numbers, in the category, and then commence to following up, blah, 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 along the way. So I'm hoping that what you're providing is going to be able to help me do that.
So, Terrell, why are so many people, why are you connected to so many people on social media?
I have a magazine called Urban Spice Magazine that me and my partner created in 2009, and we have done at least 3 to 4 shows a year throughout Atlanta in the Southeast, with over 200 to 500 people at each show. So we've built a real strong, solid base in Atlanta and in the surrounding areas. So that's kind of how we built it up.
So tell me, why are so many people interested in you?
So why so many people? I don't know. I guess because of my creativity and the component that I bring. Also, you know, the genuineness that I bring it. I have a very strong compassion and heart to help people and help the community. So I think that may be a part of it.
Gotcha. And did you say you weren't on the Extreme Combo yet, or you are?
I'm not. I'm advanced. I'm one. I'm in the middle level.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay. All right, here. I'm thinking. And the two reasons you're successful is creativity and drive. Challenge. The challenges you have is knowledge and technology to free up your time, create systems, love help on creating a system, love help on education. Have you done any real estate investment in the past?
I have not.
Okay. And what draws you to real estate?
Wealth for my family, wealth for the community, long term. That's really what drives me. I have five kids, so I gotta leave them something.
Cool. All right. And what are their ages?
I have two 11-year-old twin girls, a 16-year-old boy, a 23-year-old daughter that works for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and a 25-year-old son that works for AT&T.
Gotcha. Yeah, just about the same range my wife and I have. We have seven children from ages 15 up to 28. Three boys and four girls.
Don't you love the range, though? Don't you love
I'm
that?
Telling you, man, it is.
Oh, man.
It's awesome. The four girls, though, I'm telling you, they give me a run for my money.
Well, I mean, don't you think my twin daughter, 11-year-old, give me a run?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, but I have a sense.
In my pocket.
Yeah, I'm having a sense that it's going to get even more exciting for you in a few years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. All right, so what would I recommend? Based on the GEO personality test and the Payne quadrant personality test, one of your greatest strengths would be your drive, assertiveness. You make things happen.
That's correct.
And one of your weaknesses would be your drive, your assertiveness. You make things happen.
I don't know if that's a weakness, but I guess I'll let you explain that.
Yeah, our greatest strength, Terrell, is always our greatest weakness. Our greatest weakness is just our greatest strength misapplied. It's taking a strength and carrying it too far.
I got you.
And so the thing that's confusing for you is your secondary personality in both tests is going to be you're an amiable, and so one of your greatest strengths is your concern, compassion for people. One of your weaknesses is your concern, compassion for people. And so sometimes people might take advantage of you because, you know, you're just nice and loving and caring.
Yeah.
And so this type of personality has a lot of inner conflict because they want to nurture people to success, but sometimes people, when you nurture them, they just become, you know, enslaved. They become, you know, entitled. And so part of your go ahead.
The difference with me is I'm really not that. I am, but I'm not. I got
right. Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like your right foot's on the gas and your left foot's on the brake. And so you have a lot of inner conflict, this type of personality. It's like they'll nurture somebody, but if they don't get it, then they'll whack them upside the head and then they'll nurture them again. And so it's a complex personality, very complex personality. So I don't know how accurate that is, Terrell, but that's what it's showing us.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Like I said, yeah. I mean, I'm. It's a little off, I would say, but I mean, I'm following you.
Yeah. Okay. And how would you think it's a little off?
Well, I would say because I could be that. I could be nurturing and caring, but harsh and let's get it done at the same time. I could do that.
And sometimes it'll go one way, and sometimes it'll go another way. And so people sometimes might go ahead and say, okay, which one of the two Terrells are going to show up? Is it the nurturing one or the – which is not bad. I mean, that's actually good. Sometimes people will call this type of personality passive-aggressive. They don't ever ask – they don't ever say that to me. If somebody said, Mark, you're passive-aggressive, I'd say, wow, that's really cool. Like, would you rather me just be aggressive-aggressive? Like, no passive, just – you know, and so
–
yeah, so this type of personality is very strong, driven, big picture vision, you know, visionary, get it done fast. But then they're also very nurturing, too. And so when that both of those energies are in alignment, it's like it's crazy, insane, exciting. Like this individual can conquer the world. when it's out of alignment, what they're doing is they're pushing people when they should nurture them or nurturing them when they should push them. So in alignment, this individual's unstoppable. Out of alignment, it just creates a lot of confusion and frustration for the individual themselves as well as others. So again, I don't know how accurate that is, you know, but that's right. What it's showing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense.
Okay.
And I have, because I'm an artist, so I have fought with the artist business personality. You know, most artists not business driven, and most business driven people are not artists.
I
am both, and I have fought to be both because I have had no other choice but to be able to sell my stuff. So I had to be business. So
where'd you get your artistry from?
I think maybe my grandmother, grandfather, somebody, but I'm a designer. I went to the Art Institute for a couple of years.
Okay.
And so I'm a designer by trade. I had a design company for about 20 years.
Okay.
Cool. You know, I've struggled with that too, you know, as well.
You've struggled with what?
As far as being an artist and a business person. Some people don't understand that, but if you're an artist, you understand it.
Right. See, I think what's needed in the arts and in music is business people, and what's needed in business is the arts and music.
Right.
Yeah. Like, there's so many starving artists because there's a lot of tasks that, you know, just aren't fun, just aren't created. You just got to do it. And so the people in the arts often won't do the things in that, you know, the tasks that are required to make money. And so you got to do those things to make money. People in business with more and more automation, more and more artificial intelligence, more and more everything, like if a business doesn't become innovative, very soon it's going to go out of business.
Right.
You know, if it doesn't incorporate the arts. And so, like, you're a very rare breed, a very unusual individual to be able to transcend both worlds. Like, that is really... I mean, I understand intuitively and at a heart level why, you know, you said your WOW income goal was, you know, was $5 million. I mean, I get it.
Right.
Like, if you properly discipline and have the right systems in place to capture both the artist and the business and blend those things together, like if you blend them together improperly, you know, that'll cause somebody to be poor and broke. But if you blend those energies together in the right way, that's where you're getting at a subconscious level the $5 million.
Right. I got you.
So there's what's called a business operating system. It's the engine that runs our business. We earn the money we earn. We work the hours we work. We have the stress we do or don't have because of the engine in our business. So synergy, sometimes people will refer to us as coaches, business coaches. We're not. I mean, you know, we do coach, but it's not really what we're really engineers or architects. So we go in and we look at their personality, an individual's personality, strengths and weaknesses. We look at their, you know, why they're successful. We look at their challenges, what they love help with. We look at their coachability. We look at what they want to change about themselves. We look at all different aspects, and then we build an engine, a boss system, a business operating system. There's three components throughout to that engine. There's the DNA for people, which is called personality masteries. There's the DNA for life. I'm sorry, for business, which is the 530 grid. And then there's the DNA for life, which is natural laws. There's over 500 that's been discovered, natural laws, that govern success in every area, emotionally, relationally, spiritually, morally, financially. Everything that is successful is governed by natural laws. Those individuals that understand and live those natural laws are going to see success in those areas. In those three areas, it's really artistry. Like somebody like Richard. Like Richard's the first person in my life, Terrell, that said I was an artist. Like, I've thought of myself over the years as a craftsman. And I was telling, like Richard's like, you're amazing, Mark. The things that you do on the phone with people are magical. It's like, I'm like, well, you know, I'm a craftsman. He's like, you're not a craftsman. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, you're not a craftsman. I'm like, oh, okay, what am I? He's like, you're an artist. I'm like, okay, I don't know if anybody's ever said I was an artist before. Like, what's the difference? He's like, I mean, very articulate. He could see it where I couldn't see it. He's like
right.
A craftsman takes a piece of wood and turns it into something beautiful. I'm like, okay, yeah, I think that's what I do. He said, an artist, though, takes something from nothing and creates something that's amazing. He says, you're an artist. I'm like, wow. Like, I wanted to give him a hug right there over the phone. I'm like, that's so cool. Like, I started telling my wife and my 7 kids, my 2 grandkids, hey, Dad, your dad's an artist. Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
So in blending the 3 DNAs, that's artistry. I mean, it's bringing it together. And so what we do is there's a 3-step process to being able to do it. Step 1 is to do an examination. So just like a doctor is never going to give you an exam, you know, give you a prescription without doing examination, same thing is true with us. We don't know if or how we can help people until we get to know them better. Step 2 is potential solutions, and then step 3 is implementation. So the 3 steps are examination, solution, implementation. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Now, in the examination, it can be a simple, short series of questions, like Richard and Jill have done in asking you the questions. They've gone through and done what's called level 1 and level 2 examination. So that's where they've gathered all the information that you've had. There's a level 3 and level 4 examination. It's called a business x-ray. It looks at 3 dimensions, 9 major areas, 7 systems. It looks at over 40 areas of your business and life. It looks at what you're doing right, little tweaks you could do to improve. It looks at the 4 phases that every business must go through. So most business owners don't own a company. They own a job. What we do is we architect an engine that helps somebody go from owning a job to owning a company. And so the business x-ray looks at all of that. It's $285, and again, it's a level 3 and level 4 examination. So very, very powerful. Step 2 is potential solutions, and typically we have found, Terrell, that people tend to like 3 types of solutions, kind of a basic, an intermediate, and then an advanced. The basic solution is somebody knows they need help, but they're not really sure how they need help, or maybe they don't have a strong sense of urgency, or maybe financially things are really, really tight, or maybe they're the type of person that needs to understand everything before they do anything, which is fine. A basic solution is a good place to get started. The intermediate solution is for people who are very intuitive. Like they can sense it. They don't have to say, well, who else is doing this and what's this and all this. They don't have to they intuitively, they're very attuned to themselves intuitively. So they just know this is right for me and they just dive in. And then on implementation, some people like to implement things very quickly. Other people, you know, they take a longer period of time, which is fine because every time we create a boss system, a business operating system, it's crafted specifically, uniquely for that individual. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Cool. In that boss system, there's the DNA for business, and that's the 530 grid. So, Terrell, there's 5 areas within every business. Doesn't matter what business we have. And so area 1 is marketing. How do you generate more and better leads? Area 2 is pre-sales. Area 3 is the sale. Area 4 is servicing, and Area 5 is client or relationship for life. So Area 1, marketing, how do you generate more and better leads? Area 2, pre-sales, how do you work your leads in a very specific way to help a bigger percentage of them convert? Area 3 is the sale, the yes or the no, how do you get them to convert faster? Area 4 is servicing, how do you create such an amazing experience? Like Richard has a vision and a passion for people like I've just never seen, honestly, anyone in my life. Being on his team and his network in Renatus is just, in my opinion, it's just a wonderful privilege because he takes individuals and helps them to tap in, discover their life vision, and then build the engine, the operating system around that to fulfill that life vision in the most amazing way.
And so, I agree 100%.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's amazing. So in those five areas, so what would you want to, over the next 12 months, what would be your goal income-wise over the next 12 months?
I said probably about a quarter of a mil.
Okay, so 250,000. So
yeah, at least 250.
Okay, yeah, so that's a good starting point. So to get to 250,000, you need to have area one marketing. It's like the five areas, like the 530 grid. Those five areas, it's like a pipeline with five pipes. So you have to have the area one marketing pipeline large enough to generate 250,000, enough leads to convert 250,000 leads. You need to have area two pipe at 250,000, area three pipe at 250, area four at 250, area five at 250. If you have four out of those five pipes at 250 and one of them's at 50, you'll only make $50,000. So there is an absolute science to doing this. Tom Kuntz, he and I co-authored a book, Community Business Partnerships. Tom's the most recent past president of Century 21, largest real estate franchise in the world, over 140,000 sales professionals in over 70 different countries. And when Tom saw the 530 grid, first time he saw it, he's like, holy cow, Mark, that is amazing. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, he's been to seminars, workshops. He's taught. He's seen every model on the planet. And he said, I've never in my life seen anything like it. He says, do you know what you have here? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. He's like, I don't think you do. He said, you have discovered the holy grail for any business in the planet. I'm like, cool. I mean, and so once you develop this engine, not only will it help you achieve your goals with Renatus, but any other company that you have, you can use that engine to see success there. And Renatus will feed into the success of the others. The others will feed in. And all of these businesses start to really run in harmony to help you, your five children, anyone in your community, to really discover their life vision and live that life vision each and every day. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
So we've gone over a lot of information, Terrell. Is there any other questions I should have asked you or any additional information I should know that I don't know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do
you have any questions for me?
No, I think you covered everything as well.
Okay. I just want to, you know, congratulate you. I mean, I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for your, you know, jumping in, and that's awesome. That's really, really cool. I'm excited for you to be a part of, you know, Richard and his community and the things that he's doing. You know, that's just absolutely spectacular. So great work on that. Looking forward to it. Jill or Richard will connect with you on, you know, there's a group, there's a mastermind group on Thursdays. At 9:30 Eastern time, same call, same number as this, for half an hour.
Okay.
That you for sure would it will help you to go ahead and really take action, like day to day, week to week. What do I need to do? And then if you're ever interested in doing the business X-ray, you know, let Richard know or let Jill know, and they can go ahead and get that set up to you, connect you to with the right people. Because that will really help you to see things in a way that you've never seen them before. And that once we have clarity on our business, once we have clarity from our network perspective, that's a life-changing experience. Does that make sense?
What? Yes.
Cool. Yep. All right. Well, Terrell, great to meet you. Look forward to talking to you further and, you know, helping you any way we can to get to that 250,000 wow income goal.
Definitely. Mark, it's been a pleasure, and you would definitely be hearing from me.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. Have a blessed day.
All right. You too. Thanks, Richard.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.